After a day-long manhunt, all three individuals have been apprehended. 31-year-old Jennifer Ramirez, 26-year-old Charlie Hooplianian, and 29-year-old Timothy Arnold were booked into the Summit County Jail on charges related to vehicle burglary, felony evading, and outstanding warrants. The incident began early morning about 5 o'clock when a citizen called dispatch reporting a burglary in progress. The suspect vehicle was located by a Summit County deputy who attempted a traffic stop. However, the vehicle failed to yield to the traffic stop, so the tires of that vehicle were spiked near mile marker 141 on westbound Interstate 80. The vehicle then left the roadway and traveled through a fence before coming to a stop near Rasmussen Road and Hidden Cove Road. At that time, driver Hooplianian was taken into custody. The two additional occupants of the vehicle fled on foot. Several deputies from Summit County, with assistance from the Highway Patrol and the Department of Public Safety helicopter, conducted an extensive search of the Jeremy Ranch area. During the search, a second suspect, Jennifer Ramirez, was taken into custody about a mile from where the car had stopped. Deputies continued searching for Timothy Arnold. He was eventually taken into custody between Lambs Canyon and East Canyon on Interstate 80. He had approached a citizen who was stopped in traffic due to a traffic accident for assistance and used this citizen's cell phone. Directly after, the citizen contacted law enforcement to advise them of the suspicious mail. Deputies converged on the area. Upon arrival, Arnold ran into the thick brush on I-80 and again attempted to avoid apprehension. The Summit County Bloodhound tank was deployed, and after an extensive foot chase, Arnold was taken into custody. When alerted of the situation, Jeremy Ranch Elementary and Ecker Hill Middle Schools increased their security measures. While they were notified that the schools were not in imminent danger, Superintendent Amber Conley says the schools used the situation to practice their emergency plans and continued with the security measures, such as locking down the schools and installing guards at the entrances. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.